Is my understanding correctly from having heard Ayutthaya that the impermanence aspect is kind of preceding the interdependence aspect of selflessness?
Well, it's related because you can't really say that things are impermanent because there aren't really any things. So talking about impermanence is a way of describing our mistaken perception. That makes sense. There aren't really any things to be impermanent. There's a continual flow of cause and effect. And we say, oh, this glass is impermanent. It's come into being, it will end. But so even saying it's a thing that is impermanent is an approximation. That makes sense? Using these terms like impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, not self, they're a way of correcting our mistaken vision, our mistaken understanding, so that there isn't really a person to be considered as not self. So, but you're using the tool of not selfness to rejig the perception, the view of what we're calling a person.
Yes, but what I was getting at was like the way that he was putting it in what he wrote. It's like if things weren't impermanent, then interdependence wouldn't be possible in the world of things.
Yeah, I think they're mutually supportive rather than one coming before the other. They lean on each other.